Though they imprisoned my body, you know, my mind was still free, and I just made up my mind that they weren't going to break me, you know.
Chip Wadena was once one of the most powerful men in Indian country. He reigned as chairman of White Earth for 20 years and served as president of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, which encompasses 6 Minnesota reservations. Now, sipping coffee at his modest home on North Twin Lake in Nativash, Wadena says he's shrugging off the bad memories of nearly 2.5 years behind bars and will turn his attention to regaining political power.
You know, it's almost like you can't quit this thing, you know. It's you've all your life, or a good part of your life, I guess, you've served people, and to know that they still depend on you, you kind of put your own life aside and start looking towards what you can do for those people that are less fortunate. And it's tough to just say, to walk away from it, you know what I mean? And you feel like you're letting them down if you don't do anything. So I'm going to get active again, and I intend to run for tribal chairman again when it comes up.
While Wadena talks about service to his people, some on the reservation say the former chairman worried more about serving himself. The federal indictment that led to his 1996 conviction included charges that Wadena skimmed profits from the Shooting Star Casino, appointed himself to bogus commissions, paying handsome salaries, and conspired to rig casino construction bids so that he and his friends could reap the profits.
Personally, I feel that Chip would have a very difficult time to garner that kind of support.
Irma Visner was among a group called Camp Justice, which helped federal investigators convict Wadena. Visner is now the White Earth Tribe's secretary treasurer.
What's Chip going to do if he can't be chairman? Most of us have other careers, but he doesn't. It was a good life for him. I mean, he owes the tribe $470,000+. In restitution, he has only paid a few dollars. Yes, he's had a good life here. And he yearns for that. I mean, didn't Marcos and, you know, these people, they yearn for that same position, and went to their grave yearning for that. So I don't see it as any different. He wants to come back.
But Wadena does have some support, even from those who once despised him. Former tribal council member Lowell Bellinger was a member of the inner circle of Camp Justice, and he once called Wadena a dictator. But Bellinger alleges the new tribal government, headed by Visner and Chairman John Buckinaga, are worse than the Wadena regime.
There was no change whatever. There is more thievery right now going on. There is no such thing as accountability. And I predict that if things don't change and the government doesn't come in here and take this government and check it out and do some prosecuting, there's going to be violence. There is going to be violence.
Bellinger accuses the current government of oppressing tribal members, of using scare tactics and threats of firings to silence political opposition. And despite Wadena's own documented crimes against the tribe, Bellinger says he forgives the former chairman and will work to put him back in office.
He did things wrong, yes. He paid for them. He went in, he did his time. Behind bars, he did his time. All right, now he's home. Hey, we don't kick a guy when he's down. You don't kick a man when he's down. He done his time. He paid his debt. Okay, it's not for us to kick him. It's for us to pick him up and say, Mr. Wadena, let us use your experience, and let's use you to do some accountability here. You made a mistake. You paid your debt. I hope you learned something. I hope you learned not to do the same thing again, to work with people and do the right thing.
Tribal Chairman John Buckinaga could not be reached for comment for this story, but Secretary Treasurer Irma Visner says the current tribal government has done nothing illegal. She says a small group of vocal critics thrive on negativism and are intent on creating chaos on the reservation.
I'm confident that this tribal government is moving ahead. We are doing what is right. You know, we work for the best interests of the people. Most of us work 60 hours a week. We walked into a government that was in shambles. It has taken us some time to gather and to organize and to really build up where we are today.
Yet in the few months since his release from prison, Wadena and his supporters have already made moves to oust the current government. Wadena sent a long list of allegations to the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, asking that organization to intervene by seeking an audit of all tribal programs. The MCT rejected that request. Now there's a petition circulating on the reservation calling for new elections for all five tribal council positions. Tribal attorney Zenas Baer says the current government is legitimate, and he doesn't believe Wadena has any substantial political support.
I know that there are certain people that do support him and will always support Chippewadena in spite of what he did to the tribe, in spite of the disrespect he brought to the tribe, in spite of the vote fraud that had been rampant for many years. There are still people who will always adore Chippewadena. But I think that number is small and not by any means representative of the majority of people on White Earth.
But Chippewadena has a different take on his chances for regaining the top spot at White Earth.
Well, I think this, the support's there enough to win. I believe that. Last time I won prior to the trouble that this started here, I won with 94% of the vote in White Earth, so apparently I was doing something right.
There is the potential for more legal troubles at White Earth. Tribal officials say audits show $4.5 million was looted from the reservation's housing program over a period of several years during the Wadena administration. Federal investigators have been tight-lipped on when or if indictments will be handed down in that case. In Bemidji, I'm Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio.